to the Saturday edition of the French Connection. Today's date is the 22nd of September, 2007. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. And, again, always wonderful to have the listeners tuning in to these most important of broadcasts. We're over the target. Apparently, we're hitting these people hard out in the mainstream now. And what they've done is they've taken some aggressive actions to try and destroy our reputation out there in the movement, as if there ever was one. But they've married my email address. How they've done this, I'm not exactly privy to. But this morning I got an email from Eric. I thought it was from Eric. There were about 18 emails from painfulquestions.com. They were all coming in within a minute or a minute and a half of each other in a series. And so I opened one of them to read it. And it was promoting Carl W.B. Schwartz for president. Now, anybody who has known the French Connection knows that Carl Schwartz is an absolute 100% bought and paid for Zionist shill. And he has been working for Deborah Simon out of Indiana for some time, the Simon family. She actually enriched him for $100,000 or so on his peppering of money around the Internet. This is the same person who financed Loose Change, which is telling everybody that the Israelis have nothing to do with this and that Zionism is not the cause of these crimes. And, of course, we all know that that's not true at all. And so Carl Schwartz, and he wrote this book that I ended up throwing into my heating system. I have a wood-burning heating system because it wasn't worth anything but it was the most expensive log I ever threw on my fire. But, you know, anyway, it was either that or a doorstop, that thing. It was just a nonsensical cut-and-paste montage of gibberish. This is a guy that says he's got a company named Patmos that you can't find any information on, and it's just a bunch of nonsense, and he's just a liar. And he has said repeatedly he's going to try to sink the French Connection and blah, blah, blah. Well, these operatives have come out and somehow gotten their I don't know how they do it, but they've gotten my email address, and they're sending email out in the tens of thousands all over the place, spamming the world with smith@iamthewitness.com. Now, what will happen is people's spam filters will recognize my address and automatically filter me out of any correspondence with them, which is it's not going to be as effective as they think because I don't send out mass mailings, ever. I never have. In fact, any of you that have ever received anything from me, it's usually a couple of words, and I either agree with you, not agree with you, or some encouragement or something like that. I don't sit here and tap away at a tap screen here. I mean, my keyboard is not what I enjoy doing. If I'm going to have any correspondence with anybody, it's generally a verbal on the phone. Personally, I enjoy that more, and it seems to be more interactive for me, and that's the way I work. Now, these people have taken my address, and it seems like Eric's, because I'm not getting all these painful question ones anymore. I just got them this morning. And spam the living tar out of the Internet with this crap that says that I'm supporting Carl Schwartz. Now, I wouldn't support this guy as city dog catcher, let alone president. And the man is a shill. So if any of you out there gets one of these or sees anybody with one, just remind them that, please, a few words, that didn't come from Smith, period, end of story. I am the witness at hotmail.com is going to be the new email contact for me until this thing gets sorted out. I have reported it to the French police here on the this is called a fraud against my person, and the French take it very seriously. It has been followed back by some very savvy tech people, and we believe that this is either a Mossad operation or some one of their armatures of the Mossad, one of the groups within the Mossad structure that is doing this to try to discredit me. Now, I'm flattered. really. I mean, think about it this way. They don't try to discredit and destroy the reputation of people who are not having an effect. So they just wouldn't waste their time. And I have to tell you that that this is a flattering situation because they obviously are having to recognize the effect that the French Connection and Daryl Bradford Smith, and including Eric. Eric obviously is kicking their teeth in too. So I look at it as a positive. You know, it's kind of like when they try to slime me. I say, hey, any press is good press. The old adage, you know, anytime you're getting press, doesn't matter if it's good or bad. The people are getting more information. I do sometimes defend myself against more of the egregious kinds of charges that come out against me, or slanders or slimes. I mean, they've, you know, well, I don't know what they're going to call me next, but they've done some very strange, made some strange accusations about me. So, but it goes with the territory. And I wrote on the website, it's more of the same. More of the same. This is a good sign, ladies and gentlemen. We are defeating these people. And I laugh that this is the tack they're taking, because more and more people are understanding. Everyone knows I've done written and verbal and audio hit pieces that have exposed Carl Schwartz over the last 2 years, 3 years. Carl Schwartz. Carl Schwartz. So anybody who got this, even people who are my detractors, know that's nonsense, because they know that I have been one of his biggest critics. And so this is such a transparent attack, but you have to understand that this is how desperate they are. They are desperate. This is desperation. Kind of makes me, you know, keep the protection close to the bed here. But that's okay, you know. I'm ready for that eventuality too. Trust me on that. Anyway, this kind of stuff is part and parcel of the attack that people, myself, like Eric, are going to be placed under. Now, I believe, honestly, still to this day, that Christopher Boleyn and his family have been taken. I believe that. I believe it. I've always believed it. I believe that the things that are being supposedly being written by him are either under duress or not being written by him at all. Still, no one has seen him. Some mysterious guy in Sweden shows up with pictures, unrequested pictures of the Boleyn family in his backyard. Doesn't ask if the person that was being shown these pictures wasn't even asked if he wanted to see them, but rather, you know, that wasn't the reason for the rendezvous. It was kind of like, hey, I got pictures of Boleyn, you want to see them? It was like very, why would somebody just offer to do that? Just really weird. So anyway, my point being is that everything seems, in my view, to be here to move us away from the fact that Boleyn is in big trouble. I still believe it. And I think at some point, when everybody realizes that he hasn't been spotted anywhere by anybody for a very long time, they're going to all go, whoa, things aren't okay with that group. But I could be wrong. We'll see. You know, people are going to say, well, why were you so mad at Eric and all that stuff? Well, I've been over that. We just I didn't feel like I was supported correctly on the attacks that were coming. I needed my partners having my back, and I didn't think I had it. So, And I'm looking at this whole thing, you know, anyway, and seeing the positives that are coming out of the newest effort we're making. We're taking the whole thing up to another level. This is not going to get smaller, guys. It's going to get bigger. we're going to use this as a springboard to making this thing just explode. Especially if you give me the financial help that we're asking for here. We're going to buy some server time so that we have bandwidth. Because we'll have to pay for bandwidth as we go out onto the net. We're going to go to head-to-head with the likes of criminal Alex Jones, who, by the way, the other day said that the Arabs own Hollywood. This man just won't stop, really. He's digging himself the biggest hole you could even ever imagine, this guy Jones. He is looking worse and worse and more like a shill. And people I'm getting emails going, oh, my goodness, Daryl, did he really say that? I can't even believe it. I said, well, yep, he did say it. And he said, they bought all this and they bought all that. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit of my take on this Dubai situation and on Saudi situation. You have to understand that the beginning of the last century, around the turn of the last century, 1905, 1906, 1908, the Saudi government was set up by Zionist-controlled Britain. and with American input. And the fact of the matter is there have been a lot of people who have evidenced the Saud family having direct ties to Judaism. Wahhabism was invented by the Mossad as a radicalization of Islam, and it was exported with money from the Saudi government, but it wasn't their design. It came out of the Mossad design and shipped out to madrasas throughout Pakistan, and they tried to get it into Iran, but Iran rejected it roundly. They tried to infiltrate all of the North African states to radicalize them so that they could be a diametric to the Christian or Christendom in Europe and in America and be used as a hateful fight between the two groups, which is what they've been trying to foment from the beginning. Now, you'll also see Cretans like this guy, King Abdullah, who is a family of a Freemason. The man is an absolute 100% bought and paid for Zionist shill. How he has kept the lid on Jordan for all these years is a shocker to me. The repression going on in Jordan is just off the hook when it comes to the Palestinian community. It is a crap hole in the Middle East, that place. I mean, just awful mess. And they're living off of free gifts from America, which are going to end soon with this implosion of the American economy. They're not, money coming out of America is going to be worth a grain of sand pretty soon. So Jordan's going to be hitting the skids along with the Saudi government, because the Americans have always had the American Zionists in charge of the government in the United States and Israeli Zionist Jews and the European Zionists as well have always had designs on overthrowing or just telling the Saudis to make it look like an overthrow of their government so that they could take over those oil fields along with Iran, along with Iraq, and then put political pressure on places like Sudan and like Libya and like Algeria and any other place, Venezuela, so that they have the commodity in their tight grip and they can skim off the petrodollar system. Now, they don't have to have America to steal petrodollars. All they have to have is the control of the countries producing the oil. And then the protection of those countries could be shifted to France, or can be shifted to Britain or to Germany and France or European Union if they want or whatever. So keep an eye on these claims here. And, you know, they continue to put the crap on TV about Ahmadinejad having said that he wanted to destroy Israel. He didn't want to destroy. He didn't want to destroy the regime in charge of Israel. That's what he said. And they still put the lie on over and over again. It's shocking how few people in the press ever say a word about it. There have been a few. I've noticed. They said, well, that's not exactly what they said, Jim. And then, you know, the guy tries to do damage control, says, well, he said something like that, and then he moves on to another question real quick, doesn't let whoever mentions it was a lie that Ahmadinejad never really said those things. They never let anybody get any traction on correcting the lie, you know. And then if you listen, call up the University of Columbia and listen to the lies being spread on their recording. They're doing one thing good. They're going to let Ahmadinejad speak at the university, but then they start talking about protection of people, even though we hate them. And why would anybody hate Iran? Iran's not fomenting this war here. This is coming from the Mossad and the Israelis. What we should be doing is banning anybody with a dual citizenship in the United States and kicking them out, actually throwing them into the Atlantic Ocean and making them swim back to Israel is what we should be doing. And rounding up every single Zionist from every single organization of leadership in the Jewish community, anybody who's in leadership of a Zionist organization should be arrested and imprisoned immediately. And then we should start sorting out who the heck they are and what the heck they've really been responsible for in the American government and the American drug peddling and pedophilia. And you take a look at this recent guy from the AG's office, the Attorney General. He's a Zionist Jew, guys. Going to go up to Detroit and try to have sex with a 5-year-old and of course, oh boy, and you know the homosexuality and you know Tony Blair being called Miranda. That's his nickname. And before he became the prime minister, everybody nobody respected the guy, and that's why it's so shocking he became prime minister. But they called him Miranda because he used to dilly dally with all of the underage pages at the House of Commons. This guy's a Jeff Gannon Scooby Snacker over there, ladies and gentlemen. That's what he is, and that's what he's done. Now they got Gordon Brown in there, who has a connection to the Dunblane child murderer, the guy that killed 20 kids or whatever, and he was directly related to this guy. They had several connections to each other. And that Lord Robertson, who was just a dopey member of the Parliament, was elevated to all kinds of stuff, Lord, and made head of NATO for covering up Gordon Brown's participation in that stuff. And, yeah, you can't make this stuff up. It's real. It really is all real. And, you know, it was all predicted by Elizabeth Dilley. She talked about this stuff, guys. So did Nesta Webster. And I'm reading here right now her 15th chapter called The Real Jewish Peril. This is Nesta Webster's work. It says, in considering the immense problem of the Jewish power, perhaps the most important problem with which the modern world is confronted is the necessity to divest oneself of all prejudices, to inquire in a spirit of scientific detachment whether any definite proof exists that a concerted attempt is being made by Jewry to achieve world domination and to obliterate the Christian faith. Well, first of all, the evidence, the proof comes from the result of the actions that these people have made. So, yes, the proof is in the proof of the pudding is in the eating, as they say. Yes, the proof of their conspiracy is in the result of their efforts. But this was back, the beginning, like the 1920s and 30s, when she was putting this work together here, Nesta Webster. It is customary in this country to say that we should respect the Jewish religion, and that would certainly be our duty where the Jewish religion founded as is popularly supposed, solely on the Old Testament. But she goes into the fact that the Old Testament is only one of the few areas that the Jews have used, the Zionist Jewish community, has used to justify the things they do. And she goes into the Talmud and its hatred for others, its supremacy of others, and also talks about Sanhedrin and talks about Zoharian, and talks about the Khazarian connection. She talks about them as a Karaites, Karaites. And that's where the Khazars. She talks them as Karaites. I don't know why that particularly is the term she uses. Maybe we could find out that a little bit. But she talks about Zohar, which is an important part of this. You'll hear that repeated over and over again. And Muhammad talked about the Lurian Kabbalah, which is this mystical nonsense that this booga booga that they all claim has this power. And it's all just a bunch of nonsense. You know, they put spells on you, and they're going to get you with spells. Please, it's laughable stuff. It's nonsense. But she gets into the fact that these people are practicing these kind of sicknesses, and it has connection to all of the main secret societies that are operating today, even the ones like Bilderberg, who were a secret society up until 10 years ago when people started squawking about what is this group doing and who the heck are they and why are they doing it. And now you'll find that all of the same suspects are linked directly to world Zionism. Yep. You know, is it any surprise to you why the mayor of Amsterdam is named Cohen? And that the queen of Holland has direct ties to all of these criminal cabals, the cabals that we talk about on the French Connection? Not a shocker to me. Yep, and that the Brussels involved in pedophilia and child sex, and it goes right back to Zionism again in the control of Brussels. Oh boy. Yep. Well, Nesta Webster does go into the religious side of things a little more than I'm comfortable with, because I don't know that these people have any religion. And there have been a lot of people point that out in emails. You know, they're not religious. They're atheistic Jews. So don't trash all Jews. Well, if you're a Talmudist and you're Jewish, then you need to reexamine your faith. If you're a Zoharist and you're Jewish, you need to really look back at. If you're following Lurian Kabbalah, you need to empty your brain out there, give it a good scrubbing, and put it back in your squash there. Because, ladies and gentlemen, if those are the kinds of things you're following, you've got some problems. Now, I think these people have just used religion as a tool, because human beings are naturally superstitious, naturally needing of faith, because without it they feel hopeless. And that hopelessness brings terrible fear into their daily lives, and as a result, they latch on to belief systems that they believe quell those feelings of fear. And that gives these people the invitation to move into their lives and start manipulating them. And that's what I believe the real use of religion has been, whether it be Judaism or organized Christianity or organized Mormonism or Buddhism or any of it. Now, do I believe human beings are spiritual creatures? Yes, I think we have several layers of our humanity that we all exist with at the same time, and we can become kinder and more humanistic people if we look into our more spiritual side, the conscience we have and the empathy and sympathy and all of these things, the things that they are trying to destroy in us all. Surprisingly, no, not surprising at all. Interesting that the spiritual side of human beings' existence is what is under assault on our television sets and in our, homosexual priests and the vulgarity and the sticking pins through our heads and tattooing ourselves all over the place and all of this. This is all degrading our side, our spiritual side. It's what it's meant to do. And, these things don't surprise me after having been in this as long as I've been in it and seen it, what I've seen. So take a look at it rationally. Take a look at it objectively. And you'll see that this is really what they're trying to do with us. Now, Nesta does do a very good job of breaking this down, and she places in front of you a lot of the evidence she discovered back 100 and some years ago, or 100 years ago, and it's very compelling because she uses a lot of the documentation from Zionists themselves. I remember telling you all two years ago about the Untermeyer speech that was given in New York to a conference of Zionists, where the successes of criminal Zionism were enunciated to the crowd and put on display for all to see. And that speech has been a real great source of confirmation of both Ben Friedman's work and Myron Fagan's work and subsequent works that have come out of other researchers. And what we're starting to find out is that there are a lot of Jews in this world who have stood up over time. Many of them have tried to discredit them. Many of them may be trying to stand up right now and don't know all of the truths and facts that their belief system is maybe not completely tuned into the facts. It's possible, ladies and gentlemen, because you don't get to the point you are at or I am at with these facts without having to go through a rejigging of your belief system. And it's going to be even harder for the Jewish community to do that, because they have been even more aggressively indoctrinated into the lies. And they have a built-in human response to wanting to protect their tribe, which I think these controllers are counting on in order to keep them under wraps. But there are enough good and kind, spiritual, understanding and qualitative Jews out there who are interested in the truth that will do the due diligence and make the effort to find out the facts and then start to move away from the beliefs that they have been indoctrinated into. And why do I keep harping on this over and over again? Because the best way to implode their crime network is from within. When people who have, and it's starting to work, because people from within American Jewry are beginning to rebel against their leadership. You're seeing very little from this horrible human, this monster over at the ADL, Abe Foxman. He's ducked down below the parapet and doesn't want to take any fire right now because he's assessing what he needs to do. And there's no doubt in my mind that he and Mossad were behind this email attack on us, thinking that that's going to discredit us. But what it's actually going to do, ladies and gentlemen, is expand the people who've heard our name. You know, the people who are hearing these names from these emails, I actually corresponded with a couple of them, telling them I was not the the generator of these emails. One of the people said, yeah, I've had this happen. They stole my business email account and started sending out information. And use it as an inroad. But what's going to happen is the name is going to get recognition out in the mainstream. And they may not remember that name until 2 or 3 months from now when they actually hear a file of me. And they're gonna actually have name recognition and then some facts to go by. And a light bulb's going to go off in their head. Yep. This is just helping me become world famous, ladies and gentlemen, and bring this message to more people. Now, as the standard bearer of the French Connections message, what our goal here is to bring you into this with us. That's the goal here. I don't want to be fighting this battle alone. Certainly, I can't survive without you all. This is an impossibility for me to get through this without you, without your financial support, without your moral support, without the things that somebody would need who is going up against the most powerful disinformation organization in mankind's history. The thing we have on our side is we are righteous about our efforts and we have the truth. And that produces a great deal of inertia when it comes to fighting against their nonsense. You've got to think about it. There have been a few sizable donations. We are making some headway. I think as it stands right now, we are not up to a phone system and a server yet, but we're going to get that. And if you guys can keep pitching in here, we need the bandwidth space to be bought, the phone line actually from Swedish Telecom, because we're going to do the broadcast out of Sweden. And we need the server paid for and some bandwidth paid for. It's going to take a little bit of time to get it all together. And we need to incorporate as a non-for-profit institute so that government, we don't run afoul of regulations here in either France or Sweden. We want to make sure we do this by the numbers. So we need to approach if we can't find somebody for free to help us do it in Sweden, we may have to find an attorney to put it together for us so that we don't run afoul of the regulations, that we want to respect the rules, ladies and gentlemen, because we don't want to give anybody an opportunity to damage our efforts because we didn't cross a T or dot an I and all of a sudden we get shut down for it. Certainly not what we want to do here. So, but all these things take funding. Now, you guys have, some of you, George, George did a wonderful favor for us. He gave us a few hundred euros here. Thank you, my friend. We are in your debt. Everyone should be in George's debt out there in America. He did a wonderful thing for French Connection. If more of you guys could pony up, we'd be getting some stuff done here. We need you. We need you. That's all there is to it. I mean, I'm going to keep fighting if you'll help me. So, that's the way this goes. Not going out much today. We have a real rainy day here in France, and we've got autumn on the rise here. I can feel the, I can smell autumn coming. My favorite season, by the way. I remember when I lived in New York, each season that passed when I lived in Manhattan, I'd get up on a cool morning and be heading down to, at the time I was going to university down in lower Manhattan, and I'd be walking down by Central Park and smelling the autumn rising in my nostrils. I loved it. I loved New York's autumn. I missed that place. One of my fondest memories of New York is approaching November and the parade and Thanksgiving and all that. That's just a magic time in New York, and all of the hustle and bustle of the city. It's really something you should experience. If you ever want to go to that place, autumn's the time of year to go. Certainly not the summer. Ooh. Anyway, that's just a little side note here. Yeah. So much happening. I certainly know that they're trying to push this Iranian thing, but you know the American military is balking at it completely. I mean, this guy Abizade has come out in America and said that he thinks that America should be able to live with a nuclear armed Iran, and then there have been others that have piled onto that and said, well, you know, maybe the only reason they want nukes is because Israel has them. Yeah. Now, after seeing what these sick, crazy SOBs are willing to do, wouldn't you want to be protected from them? Boy, I want protection from them. You know, I mean, every human being who knows their game plan wants protection from these cretins. Why would the Iranians be any different? yeah. I mean, come on. This should be self-evident to everybody. I mean, all you need to do, you know, even when I didn't know this story, I'd say 5 years ago even, I didn't know it. Even when I didn't know the story, I knew something was wrong with this country called Israel. I knew something made me sick about them. I knew something was desperately awry with the fact that these people were taking world stage every day with some other kind of horrible event, and they were always looking like the victim. Now, when I look back on these press reports and these events, I'm finding out they were the victimizer, and the lies were always spun in their direction, and it's still going on today. It goes on in the French press and in the British press and in the Swedish press and the Italian press, and I don't know a single press organ anywhere in Europe or America that's not bought and paid for by these crooks. I wish somebody would write to me and tell me about a press organization that is telling the truth out there mainstream. I don't think there is a single one, not in Europe or in America. Amazing that. Who'd have thunk this stuff? I mean, you know, if you'd have told somebody this was happening, going to happen in the next 5 years, 5 years ago, so everybody would have looked at you and said, have you lost your marbles? I told some people here in France, where I live, that this was coming 6-8 months ago, and they thought I was a nutter. Yep. Well, I've had many of the people I talked to reapproach me, and now they don't approach me as a nutter. They want to know what else is going to happen. That's what they want to know now. So I've taken a big leap in credibility in my neighborhood here. You know, what do they say? They laugh at you. Then they attack you. The fact is they did. They laughed and then they attacked me. Now they're on board with this fact. And they're coming to realize that we're looking down the barrel of a Zionist gun. And Israeli Zionist Jews have their finger on the trigger along with American Zionists, dual citizen, most of them, and crazy European Zionists ready to unleash. The dogs of what? War, famine, illness, oppression. What are they going to throw down on us? But I think they're having the most awful of times right now selling this crime. It's not working. It's not getting traction for them. And every day that passes, more people are coming to the facts. You're bringing the facts to the people around you, and they are in turn bringing those facts to others around them. And you can see the chain of events. There is a fire being lit under these facts. Now, they don't want me ending up as the spokesperson for the facts. So thus this attack on the emails, which is really going to backfire. I think it already has. You got to love it, though. You got to love the effort that they're making, you know. Wouldn't be valuable if they weren't trying so hard, you know. I mean, we defeating them when they're working so hard makes it all the sweeter, you know, really. Anyway, that's why I wanted just to stay in touch with you, get you back as daily listeners, regular listeners. There's always new information. When we get the streaming done, I wanted to tell you about it. When we get the server and streaming started, we're going to be able to put up the more important research interviews we've done over the last 3 years. There's 600 or 700 hours of interviews, ladies and gentlemen, that I've done. The body of research and work, several of them with Innes, several of them with Pidcock and James Dickey, and there's a huge list of Kay Griggs and Barry Turner and Dennis Halliday, even Ralph Nader. Some of my older files can be thrown up there, where he kind of does code speak, but admits that we've got a problem with Zionist Jews in Washington. Won't come right out and say it because he's not that courageous. He just purports himself as a super courageous guy. But, he didn't compromise. He wouldn't roll over and give his vote away to the Democrat Party when everybody wanted him to, which was courageous. He just said, you guys are all liars on both sides, which he was telling the truth. Anyway, just another little rant for you. I hope all of you are taking care of your families. If you can pony up a couple of quid for us over here on the French Connection, we're going to put it all to good use here. I don't know, I was thinking of doing a fundraising drive or something to get this going so that we have the whole system set up with quality. We may have to bring in a technician to iron out the bugs, who knows, to make this thing actually work seamlessly. If we're gonna actually make a dent here, we're going to have to put firewalls on this so they can't spam the server or destroy it or whatever. And all kinds of needs are there. There's a lot of stuff. It's a little bit tiring. And I still do get awfully tired. Anyway. Yeah. I don't have a whole lot more to say. I just wanted to make a few points. I want to tell you about the Bowen family, in my view, still having being in a terrible state, I believe. I have no direct evidence of it. I just have a lot of smelly, fishy smells around that whole incident. I wanted to let you know about this email scam, and I encourage them to keep doing it, guys. I think they're going to make me so famous in the world they won't even know what happened to them. You know, everyone will know me if they do this for me. Thanks, you're making me more famous. It just sort of works that way. Every time they've tried to do this, I've gotten bigger. It's gone. They're shooting their own feet off is what they're doing. It's amazing to me that they're that dumb. I wonder sometimes who's running their show. Yeah, mustn't be very, very experienced. Anyway, that and the interesting parts of the conclusion on Nesta Webster's work, you'll find that the body of that work is very, very informative. We're going to move on next week, not to Elizabeth Billings. We're going to do her in a few weeks, but I want to start talking about Henry Ford. He did 3-volume set. Let's start talking about the first set of Henry Ford's work. So starting probably Tuesday, we're going to put Henry up top, and we're going to start discussing Henry Ford's take on things. And, of course, it's in generalities. We're going to allow you to fill in the more pertinent facts about Henry's work and in putting his stuff in the Dearborn. I think it's the Dearborn Inquirer that he bought, and he had to buy a newspaper to actually get stuff printed. We'll talk about some of the things he discovered with his research and the staff that he was able to put together. But that's for next week, and we'll keep revisiting these people because I think if people can connect the truth over time to the present conditions, they're going to understand that this, that history that they know is a fraud. It's a farce. Not unlike the Dr. Darlene Levy farce that was shoved down my throat over at NYU. That's the same stuff. Anyway, just a rant for you. Thought I would do it. I hope you're all well. Have a great weekend. We'll be doing some interviews with guests coming up next week. Got a couple of them coming up, in fact. So hopefully you can look forward to that. But until the next time, take care of yourselves, your family, and be well. Bye-bye now. Hard to understand, what a hell of a man. This cat of the slum had a mind, wasn't dumb. But a weakness was shown, cause his hustle was wrong. His mind was his own, but the man lived alone. Ooh, super flat. You're gonna make your fortune by and by. But if you lose, don't ask no questions why. The only game you know is do or die. The game he plays for keeps. Hustling times in ghetto streets. Trying to get over. That's what they're trying to do, y'all. Happiness.